I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work-Life Woo. Work-Life Woo Wednesday. We have a special guest today.
Special.
So special.
Very special. We've been waiting for you are here because our special guest is here. What? You're listening because our special guest is... Yeah.
Talking to your audience. I was like, wait, what?
How did I get here?
Yeah.
We're in a simulation.
Yes. And so, yeah, our special guest today is
Kelly Morris. We talked about this on our last episode when we were teeing you up and like telling everyone that you were going to be our guest on today's episode. But Kelly is the originator or like the idea creator for the
reason.
The reason for Work-Life Woo, the podcast. And although we were supposed to do a walking podcast, and we still do, we do a field trip every month. So we'll do a walking thing until it gets colder. Then we might bring it back.
We did walk this morning.
Yeah, we did walk just at the end of the episode. So
Yeah. We moved.
Yeah. And so she was the brains behind it. And we're so excited to talk with you today so that everyone who's listening, because we have a lot of new entrepreneurs. And as Summer was saying before we started, marketing is obviously like a big part of our business and how we get started. And for people who aren't in the marketing field like you and I are, it's oftentimes very overwhelming and like can be a beast, right?
Right.
So I just want, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh.
We'll kind of get into the woo of it all because we also have like a woo topic that we go into with these episodes. So.
Okay, so my name is Kelly Morris Polinsky. Mm-hmm. I started my marketing career working in restaurants, and I had a friend say somebody was going to charge her $75 to take something off of the website. And I said, that's crazy. Let me do this. Now, mind you, I'm not going to tell you my age, but it was a long time ago. So this is HTML days.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So started doing that, helping like little small businesses. And then I started working for Costco in membership sales. Mm-hmm. So we did that, specialized in memberships, and then came over here to South Carolina, started working for an HVAC company that turned into an HVAC plumbing company, okay. Then was acquired. And I've had a little bit of back and forth of what I wanted to do. I tried to start my own marketing business, but I kind of do it on a whim instead of really focusing down and making a plan. Mm-hmm. Which probably most marketers do. And then I'm currently right now working for another HVAC company, and they also do plumbing. And I find it, it's fast, it's crazy, and it's something that I'm probably a toxic trait that I like to work really hard at stuff like that. So
toxic trait. It is. We were actually just talking, were we talking about this today? Like how being obsessed with work is toxic? And how we're pretty much addicted to work as well.
Yeah.
There has to be a healthy balance, but it's hard to have that balance. Very hard. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that was like the tame version of Kelly. Yeah. What's happening?
I don't know. I'm sweating right now trying not to cuss.
Oh, no. Cussing's available. Okay. Available. Actually, that was one question when I was interviewing for an internship right out of college. It was PR internship. And the guy was like, so what's your favorite, she didn't call it like cuss word. It was like the fancy word for cuss word, like explicit word or something. But I didn't know what that word meant. I was like, what? And she was like, what's your favorite cuss word? I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. And she was like, okay, you're going to belong here. I was like,
okay. Yeah.
That's kind of a weird interview question.
The company was, I stayed for like max, I think it was like the summer. So 3 months.
Okay. I'm like, this is kind of concerning.
Yeah. No, it was a music PR firm. It was amazing. Yeah. It was a cool time, but it was just one of those, not like they needed more structure.
Yeah.
What did you get from that? Not having structure?
Ooh, I like that question. You know what though? I learned like what not to do when I own my own agency. No offense to the guy who ran it. He's actually still in business. He's not doing what he was doing, but I learned that I was always, and especially at that age, I was like, I want to learn so much. Like, help me learn. How do I do the best that I can? And it was very like, learn at your own whim, like figure it out on your own. And I think I wanted more structure in terms of like, what were the expectations? Like if I could just know the expectations, then I could kick it out of the ballpark.
See, now I feel like knowing you, that you would be more of, you want to keep learning.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And you'll figure it out no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I am. And that's probably a lot of to do with how I was like birthed into this career.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's interesting. Okay. Because I look back at like helping those small restaurants, and I even took somebody's business card and enlarged it and then printed it off and put it at people's doorsteps. Aww. You know, in their mailbox. Yes. Against the law. But yeah, I did that when I was so young. Yeah, I've always just had a passion for helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially when it's just a struggle. Like you were saying, Summer, you don't know anything about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of operators, they are, I don't want to say not good. It's not their forte. You know, that's why they need to hire somebody that wants to see you succeed.
Yeah.
Marketing, bringing in leads, just bringing your brand awareness.
Well, it's funny because whenever you start a business, you don't realize that you actually do have to wear all of the hats. We talk about this all the time. But it's so, I mean, I don't think, again, to add to Haley, I don't think I'm the worst per se. I just feel like because I'm not a professional, like I just, you know, I think this is all of our toxic traits is we just want to be the best at everything that yeah. we do. But that's why it's so important to invest in someone who is able to help, like with, like you're the marketing expert, you know?
When you say that though, nobody knows everything.
Yeah.
So again, we hired a company and they started off in just PR and brand awareness. Well, then they branched off into digital and they did paid leads that came through. And you can't do everything. You just got to have to focus on one thing. So we ended up just hiring the PR brand awareness part of it. And we let go of the digital and found somebody that was an expert in that. So yeah. Marketing, I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love you learn something new and it changes every day.
Yeah.
So, okay, that sparked a question because now you're higher up in your company that you're working for now, right? Like you've worked your way up to a higher position. So how much of your day-to-day is then just like doing versus like managing or like knowing who to hire and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. If I'm going to be me, okay, here we go. It's nobody really knows what they're doing. Not the business owner, not the people that are doing it, nothing. Mm-hmm. If you just get people that are rowing next to you and take interest in it,
mm-hmm.
how did I get here is just rowing with them. You know, I was learning. I said, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm doing it and we're making money. This is great. You
it's
know?
Working.
But I do miss the creative aspect of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I love watching people do it too. Some people are really good at PR. Some people are like, you're really great at branding,
mm-hmm.
Marketing wise. And I don't know, sometimes I just get excited seeing stuff that I never thought of either.
Yeah.
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 In terms of...
This isn't really inspirational when I say nobody knows what they're doing. We're just do it.
No, but I love that. You've talked. Yeah, it really is.
I just feel like people have a lot of doubt in themselves. And that's when you need to take that step. So you hear people saying that, right? Like, oh, but I'm trying. No, you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing. I would have never done this if I wasn't doing. You know what I mean?
So you have to start somewhere.
Right. And you many, many mistakes.
Yeah.
Many mistakes. I never met anybody that didn't make mistakes. You know, I met people that, you know, didn't like when you made mistakes, but, you know, that's another learning curve too,
yeah.
is how to, you know, let stuff roll off your back and not stop you from succeeding or keep going or, you know, everybody has a light. And sometimes marketing is my light. I love it. I love talking to people about it. I love helping people. I love like helping these operators bring in leads and yeah, that's my light. So once people start pushing you down, like, oh, but you made a mistake. You know, I was blessed with a boss that said, make mistakes. Very blessed with a boss that said, you know, just, you're going to make mistakes and that's okay. Just come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked it out.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Just to get into more of the like nitty gritty side of things. I think mine and Haley's, one of the reasons that we wanted to start this podcast is to help other business owners and entrepreneurs know that like there are so many different ways to do things. And it's not the highlight reel that we see online. That it's actually, you know, we want to share like
how we get leads, or, you know, how we started our business and how we built a website, or I built a website and didn't know what the heck I was doing. And, you know, all of those, the steps to all of it. So in terms of marketing, what do you think now in 2024 is the most, like, I don't even want to say effective platform, which I would love your answer on that, but also just like effective marketing method, tactic.
Yeah.
And it could also be industry based too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, it's everybody knows what it's like to be marketed to on Google, right?
Yes.
So if I say something on Facebook, all of a sudden I'm seeing it, right? So sometimes I actually just say to my phone, I need a dress for this weekend. It's got to be cute, you know? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden that's all I'm getting. So we
you
know
really do that?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go and you take your boyfriend's phone, like, Mary, Italy, get married in Italy.
Yes, that's so good.
Yeah. So everybody knows what it's like to be marketed to. And sometimes, you know, you're looking up something. Well, I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to look at that. What I do really like right now is the review platforms. So it's for the people, by the people, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where you're going to see your before and after pics. That's where you're going to see, you know, your statement, your mission statement. And yes, I do believe in social media and stuff like that. But that kind of, if you take that and you put it into your brand, your marketing strategy, I guess you should say. I think that's it. I'm going to go somewhere where you told me to get my hair done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go somewhere that you told me to get my brand done with. So again, it's reviews. I think that's huge right now.
Okay. So with that, say you're coming into a company that has never done Google reviews. How do you get that going? Like, what kind of campaign? What does that look like?
So there's not just Google anymore. You've got
reviews in general. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How do you get to, by doing that? So there's lots of platforms you can automation. So we've got AI now. So that's a lot of people hate it, but man, it makes your life easier. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Really
so
does.
There's platforms that have AI that will automatically text a person after you leave a home, or maybe send an email after you have already sent them the invoice.
This happened to me when I got my nails done.
Really?
They were on it. Like, yeah. They were on it beforehand. They were on it after. They're still on it. Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Ask, you know, the review. The biggest thing that I like to look at, and this is just me marketing, not so much of a consumer, is some customers will actually put your work under your Google reviews or under those certain platforms that you're going through. Mm-hmm, yeah. But going back to the AI, I just think getting an email and nurturing that email, you know, nurturing that customer, you know, not get them right away, right? But maybe send out an email next 6 months if they've never closed with you. Just let them know that you're always there. I also believe in community involvement. You know, that's like one of the things that I love. Being a part of the community, making it make sense with your brand. And I'm going to give you some examples. And again, this is industry, right? So there was a company, there is a company called Roofing Pups, and they are based out of Utah, Georgia, Maryland, and now New York and Myrtle Beach. And why not, you know, get together with a local dog, fostering a dog, mm-hmm. pay half of it, raise some money for that. What am I trying to say? The pets, what is that place called where the dogs go and...
Like the shelters?
Shelters. Red. No, keep that in.
Keep it
We've got to talk about the word red.
Yes.
Yeah, so the dog shelters, raise money for that. You know, the number one place to raise a dog, believe it or not, that's what they say, is in Charleston, right?
Oh, so, wait, really?
Yes. Okay. And everybody knows, like, if you're a parent of a dog or a child, you're going to want to do for your children. You're going to want to do for your dog. So this is like a big, huge community. You may have adopted a dog, but you're going to always, wherever you adopted that dog, you're going to always be a part of. You're going to mm-hmm. receive their emails, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. sponsorship, being a part of the community, mm-hmm. I really think is huge. You know, like Christmas is coming up. So the Marines are doing...
The bell ring?
No, the Marines are doing...
Toys for Tots?
Toys for Tots. At least I think so. Let's just make sure. They're doing Toys for Tots. You know, they're in their uniform and they take pride in, and I've watched them take pride in like finding places to make sure a box is at a community. And people are dropping off, coming to your station mm-hmm. and actually dropping off gifts for these children. And then they're ramping it up. So the news wants to be a part of it. It's just mm-hmm. PR, PR, yeah. PR, I think mm-hmm. is huge.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I love it.
Keep going.
I love it.
No, that's... Kelly, I don't think you realize like how helpful, you know, your advice is from the moment, from the day we met you. You were so excited to meet us and we were so excited to meet you.
So we met actually, Still Space.
It was for mine and Marielle's side hustle workshop because you were starting your own business. You had your own business.
Yeah.
You were growing it, I think, right at that time. And so you were trying to make this transition into full time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I straight up was like, first of all, obsessed with you, like from across the room. She was sitting across the room and I was like, she's cool. Like, I don't know, something about your energy. You're so bubbly. Awesome. Yeah. And very like, I don't know, just bring everyone in kind of feeling. And so, yeah. And then I messaged you on Instagram afterwards and I was like, we should get coffee. And like, didn't even expect all of your background and everything to be there. And it was just such a fruitful conversation. And then you came to Venture X.
Yep.
And that's when you met Summer.
Yep.
That one day when we all just like, were like, it was, the energy was wild that day.
It was wild. And I had to go and I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah. I felt like that was great. I didn't want to either. Yeah. We should have had cocktails then.
No, that needed a, that needed like a fat bottle of wine.
Do you know that there is a place downtown Charleston named Bloom? Have you guys ever been there and worked out of there?
Are you serious?
Yes. I swear to God.
We have another networking event there.
We're there all the time.
We have Stretch and Mingle there, which you should come to.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My friend took me down there and he was just like, hey, let's go work.
The cutest spot.
Great. So we went and worked. Do you know what they have, like a little happy hour?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is great for people that work from home. You know, just get the energy of people like working. And everybody's kind of like really considerate of people next to you.
Yeah.
And then you can have coffee, have a little treat. And then I'm like, happy hour? This is amazing. Between like 4 or 6 or something. They were smart. I love that marketing. Yeah, they really put thought into that.
It's the best. And talk about dogs.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in there? There's like dogs in there all the time.
Inside?
Inside. Yeah.
Well, because the apartment complex is right there. Yeah. They live above. So they're allowed to go through there, but which is also genius that they put it right next to an apartment complex.
Yeah. Downtown Charleston, especially.
Yeah. But yeah, Bloom is a cool place.
Yeah.
Do you like how we love Bloom.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay. So on a scale of like 1 to, I have no effing idea. What are you in the woo-woo world?
Like when you say woo-woo, explain that.
So to us, it's
astronomical.
Yeah, astronomical. It is like
God,
believing in spirit, God, spirituality, believing in like the power of the mind.
Yeah.
And like, you know, how we're not really leading this. We are, you know, following essentially. And it's not, we always say like we have 2 feet on the ground still. We're not like, you know, doing like culty dances or something. Yeah. I don't know. Not yet. Summer says not yet. She's ready for the drinking of the Kool-Aid. But we have learned in this phase, I guess, of our business journey that it's been super helpful to have awareness around like knowing your intuition.
Yeah.
Knowing when to trust your gut.
Yeah.
Which is your intuition. But yeah. So stuff like that.
So I love the Bible because it's a great foundation, you know? And sometimes if I go back, it puts me in the right direction. Every time that I talk to God, he knows exactly where I need to be. And every time I don't talk to God, he literally makes sure that I need to be right where I need to be, you know. So where I'm at right now in my woo is I'm in my gratitude. Does that make sense? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in so much gratitude. I'm in so much gratitude of saying no to people.
Yeah.
So I love everybody. I have my first friend from kindergarten. I remember when I first met her. My mom told me, she said, go up to somebody. You say, hi, my name is Kelly Morris, and you shake their hand and ask them what their name is. I remember Nicole Barsky. There she is. Still friends with her. You know, love her. And I'm not saying, like, but then as you grow older, you know, I love everybody. I'm learning to say no to people. Yeah. So, and now I'm in my 40s. And
look 21.
Thank you very much. I'll take it. I'll take it.
I mean, seriously.
But now I'm learning to, like, say no, not allow people to take advantage of me. So just to give you a little bit of background, the reason why I went to Still Space is because I used to do the morning television. I used to have an online newsletter. I used to speak in front of hundreds of people. And you'll hear me even now. I can't say my words. For a while I was like, there's a block somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll do anything. Mm-hmm. So going to church, did breath work. Breath work really helped. Meditation helped. I think, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I think that, I mean, I might have dabbled in a little bit of mushroom just to see, you know, because I was reading about it for a whole year. I want to do ayahuasca.
Yes, me too.
It takes me a whole year and a half to really read on it, where to go.
Or I think we should do it together.
Well, okay. You got to go out of the country.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll go to Peru. Yeah.
We're going to Peru. Okay, I was going to say, I could so see Kelly be like, listen, I know someone down the road.
Okay, yeah, I know Sullivan's a guy. Island. I actually know a girl.
Yes, I know you.
I think a lot of people, especially from someone that, you know, is from like a Christian background a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, God made water into wine, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just like cheesy to say, you know. But I find a lot of lessons in there. And God isn't done with me yet. So if he mm-hmm. hasn't worked with me with ayahuasca, then sorry, maybe I'll see him there.
Yeah, right? okay, so we were touching on spirituality.
Yeah.
Jesus made water into wine. Yeah.
What's my woo?
You said gratitude.
I don't know. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean by woo? What do you know?
Yeah, do you know?
This is Emily, our new friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a live audience.
Live from the studio audience.
Yes.
Well, share with us, Emily, what do you think? What is welcome?
Welcome. You're about to be a part of this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a three-parter, man.
It's going to be great.
What does woo mean to you, studio audience?
I think woo is totally being able to trust the universe, which is a super hard and difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going through trials mm-hmm. and tribulations, like whether it's work or something personal.
Yeah.
And just knowing like, okay, this is fine. Even though it's not fine and everything is on fire, yeah. That like you just have to take a breath and almost just trust the process. Like, I'm going to go to bed tonight and I'm going to be able to wake up tomorrow and I'll handle this tomorrow. You know, like this is a challenge, but something is going – like the cards are on the table, but I'm going to flip another card and something is going to show up that's going to help me get through this challenge.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then being – also having like the strength, like Kelly was saying before, to say no,
yeah.
To like say no and say yes in the moments that matter most. And not to man shame on this podcast, but
it's fine, we had a whole episode about it.
Last week's episode was yeah.
But like, I think women have the most, I mean, a woman's intuition is absolutely undeniable, and I think we go against it a lot. Mm-hmm. So totally leaning into it is and trusting your gut, and that's what helps to guide you make those yes and no decisions mm-hmm. And actually yeah like see what's in front of you to help bring you like yeah. through like challenging times, because once you get through the challenging times you're like, oh wonderful, I'm here, and then you can look yeah. back and then like you have gratitude yeah. for the yeah. universe, you know, like what
and
Kelly
like
said,
peace from it, mm-hmm. right? Because you handled it in a better way mm-hmm. than just being like, blah, like everything's going to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing, Emily.
Do you love the red?
She's gonna say red in her daily life.
I know. I'm gonna be calling you guys like red. You know, everything's going to shit. Red.
You start telling your new team. Red.
Yeah. I'm just gonna paint my face.
Redo.
Red, no. Yeah, Emily and I, we both have some similar backgrounds in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We worked a lot together. We worked a lot in marketing. But we also – she's super real, you know?
Yes.
That's why, you know, I love bringing Emily around. It's like, I don't know, she's just a real person, and mm-hmm. we can speak the same language.
Yeah.
Even if it's, sometimes it's stupid. But, you know, yeah, I can count
yeah.
on her.
Yeah, I love that. So have you guys heard of like your feminine versus masculine energy? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you were saying women have that like amazing ability to like make decisions based off of intuition, I actually recently worked with a client she's a business coach, and she wanted to start infusing more of her brand messaging with leaning into that feminine energy, because traditionally running your business is very, it's set up to be masculine, right?
Historically,
yeah. And like to your point, what you were saying, like it's, we oftentimes, that's not our first instinct to like listen to that mm-hmm. feminine side, which everyone can have, men included. It's just, it's crazy how Okay, yeah, you're okay, Kelly. I feel like you can like hang with the masculine energy, though.
Yes,
like you and I said it in our when we were teeing you up today. I was like, in the nicest way possible. I'm like, she has big lady parts, meaning like lady balls. You got big balls, man.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of shit from people.
Yeah,
and then also understanding where they came from.
Okay.
And almost feeling sorry sometimes because they don't know how to communicate. And again, women are really good at communicating and nurturing, right?
Yes.
Where men are good at
using tools. Yeah. Using their hands.
Yeah, they're good at leading, right? But they do need a woman by their side. I mean, in the Bible, it said, you know, Adam and Eve, Eve was made out of Adam's rib, right? And what does the rib protect? The heart, right? So that's where the nurturing and you know, the loving part comes in. Mm-hmm. They're not good at communicating 100%, but they need it from us, believe it or not. They really do need it. I just came from a corporate company and I love this company, but this company is literally balls to the wall. There's a lot of men and analogies, but I mean, I learned a lot from that though. I really, really did. Yeah. I really took a lot from that company. I mean, learning to just like keep chugging, keep moving forward, no excuses. Let's keep going. Yeah, you fucked up, you know, get back up and, you know, figure it out. And, you know, where sometimes you can be with other women and they could say, oh, you don't look happy today. Is something wrong? You know, so that's both sides. So men and women, people suck.
Well, you know? there's Haley and I were just talking about this recently. There is something nice to have like a 50, even if not 50-50, but somewhat of a 50-50 mixture of, you know, different personalities.
Yeah.
Because if you do have all women, it's great until maybe it's not. And then if you have all men, it's just too toxic.
And that, but yes, it was thick. But
thick energy.
He witches. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't mean that, but red.
You can't read everything, Kelly.
You got to keep me saying red. Just say it. It's people are gonna be
Carly's
like
gonna
laughing.
Be like, wait.
Yeah. Just anytime Kelly says red, if I say white, you know what I mean, then fine. But
it's a big deal.
Orange.
Yeah. 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 But we're back to because I don't want to leave it as men or scum or anything like that because they're not.
We love men.
Yeah.
We do. We're pro men.
Yeah.
We both are happily married and love our husbands because we've said. They even us out. I love to work with men too, like you were saying, and you too. Like, definitely appreciate. I'm in my masculine energy a lot too. I like to be in my feminine energy, but I mean, that's just as a business owner. I feel like you have to be in your masculine.
Well, I was a single mom for a long time.
Yeah,
like I do everything by myself, and it's hard. It's so hard for me to ask anybody for help.
Yeah,
it is so hard. It's hard for me to take a compliment too, because I don't, you know, just being. Going and trying to be the best mom and you know, you're always like, dang it, you know, or trying to be the best anything. I don't know, try to be the best coworker, try to be the best friend and, you know, employee even or business owner.
What's your, like, what are you? Are you a, when's your birthday?
June 8th. So I'm a Gemini.
You're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I can play both ways.
I'm a Gemini, I'm June
9th. Oh, two Geminis. That's so weird. I literally was thinking, I was like, I don't really know a lot of Geminis. And then I've never known two.
And you know what's crazy is I've heard that a lot of Geminis, they don't get along. And I was like, really? Like, maybe I just never really knew a Gemini. But like, I don't know. You're my yin to my yang. I mean, when we could not talk to each other for months. But I could just jump in like, this motherfucker right here. You know, and she'll just jump in like, uh-huh, I get it. And
Yes, I love it.
So,
well, I think it's all about, I mean, there's a whole astrological thing about that. But yeah, I mean, if you get along, you get along.
Yeah.
And it's yin to your yang, like you said.
And I feel like your shine comes out differently. You know what I mean? Like, she's very professional. You know, she's very like quiet, but she's very like, okay, patient.
Okay.
Patient's the word.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, da-da! I'm like, I'm missing words. I'm missing like, you know, words and like letters in my words, you know? And, but I did see her at a Dave Matthews concert.
And you saw how it,
oh
how
yeah,
it really
her
is.
Spirit comes out, boy.
Dave Matthews.
Church.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, I love that. So, because you were saying before you were going to Still Space to work through some blockages because you were saying you were like, I can't find my words. Mm-hmm. So will you share a little bit about that and like where you're at now with all of that journey? Like, did you clear the block out?
No, I feel like there's still more work to do.
Okay.
But my confidence was really down. And then I worked at a place where I wasn't allowed to shine. And I didn't want to shine because I didn't want them to not like me. So mm-hmm. now I'm in an era where I don't give a fuck if they don't like me. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a fuck if I work there or not. I don't give a fuck if they don't want to work with me. Right? I mean, this guy, a company couldn't work fast enough for him. So he bought him to work fast enough for him. I'm like, oh my God. Like, the sky's the limit, you know? Mm-hmm. And his tagline was like, let's fucking grow. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just fucking grow. He's a madman, but he's a genius madman, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I learned. I learned working with them, like, I believe in you. This is why we hired you. Let's freaking go. Let's mm-hmm. grow, you know? And I mean, it was hardcore work, you know, and they're still doing it. But yeah, so I still got a lot to work with, but they believed in me and they were all men. Yeah, they just move forward. I mean, it's a fucking like train. You know, they're all chugging at the same time, you know, just rowing at the same time for that one goal. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. There's another job. There's another person, yeah. you know, or, you know, I know people are very genuine and I'm not saying that. So, right. But I just, that really gave me my confidence back. And what I like about it is there's no gray area. It's black and white, mm-hmm. you know, and numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. And he's not afraid to tell me if I was doing something wrong.
Yeah. So because you just said that, so like that experience has helped you work through those blockages and or like you're saying, helping you get your confidence back. And I hope you're okay with me kind of sharing on this, but when that job was presented to you, when they wanted to hire you, you were like hesitant.
Yeah.
Right. And because you had your own business going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like really wearing on you. And you were just like, I don't know. Like, okay, you were like, I'm not doing it. Like, you had decided fully, like, it's a no. And like, you were moving forward with yeah. your business. And then it was a yes. When your job that you had before this job,
yes.
When you got that job offer, it was a hard no at first.
Yeah.
And then because you were like going full steam ahead with your business and the podcast, which I want to get into too eventually. And then eventually you said yes. And now I think hearing you say it helped you so much with your blockage and your confidence. It's like, wow. Like, yeah. Do you feel that?
I do feel that.
Like, it was meant to be.
I think, yes. And, you know, he asked me 3 times.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
He is by far one of the best people I've been under. His name's Bill. Mm-hmm. But he asked me 3 times and I said no twice. And then I was just going back and forth. And Summer, I think you can relate. I when I say this, like, you know, you were doing something and then you did something else instead and you're for it. I was just too young. I needed to make money and I didn't know what industry I wanted to be in, you know, where before I was like, I'm done with HVAC, you know, I'm mm-hmm. done with plumbing. I don't want to be in that. And then I was like, okay, I can do this. And I only want to focus on one part of marketing, mm-hmm. but I really miss that energy. Mm-hmm. I miss that, that education. I miss that networking, you know, mm-hmm. and I missed knowing stuff and I missed like helping other companies that were in HVAC and plumbing too, if they would call and have a marketing question. Mm-hmm. 'Cause a lot of the HVAC young companies, under, you know, maybe even $8 million that they did, most likely the operators, which you're familiar with, Summer, they don't do marketing, you know, but they were doing it because, you know, so helping them out really helped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then coming to this company, I mean, it's a real powerhouse.
Yeah.
I had another company just reach out to me and ask me a few questions. And and I ended up getting hired by them, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, so just I keep moving in the right direction. So I'm out of roofing business, which that's what the other company was. Mm-hmm. And now I'm back with HVAC, confidence of mm-hmm. HVAC, plumbing, electric, and generators.
I love it.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah.
I love it.
I just had a couple of questions. One to do with the woo, which is in terms of marketing and like knowing what people want to see from your client or from the people you're working with, like mm-hmm. What is the content? What is the, you know, messaging that people really want to see from the companies that you work for? How do you use your intuition when trying to determine what it is that people want to see? Like,
yeah,
obviously there's science behind it. You know, there's that.
Are you B2B or are you B2C?
Yes, B2C. So to the customer. So one is I'm a homeowner, you know, I live in the area and I'm very, very empathetic. So if I think of somebody, why is that person picking up the phone and calling, you know? So mine is the home service industry. If somebody's going to call and they need us, I want to make sure that I'm always there for them. So yes, why are they calling us, right? So why do they need us? Mm-hmm. They need us because their air conditioning is out, right? So, and it's sweating and we're in Charleston and it's 104, or they're in Michigan and it's 0 degrees. So I always want to make sure that I'm there for them. Is that what question you're kind of asking? Because I can kind of go off on a tangent.
Though. No, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes, that's part of it for sure. But I think more of like, so it seems obvious, right? Like you're like, it's hot, their AC's out.
Yeah.
They're going to go online.
But how do you stay like in their...
Maybe zooming out of even like trade work.
Okay.
Just general, which I know that's tricky, no, but general like marketing umbrellas. How would you suggest that someone use their intuition when it comes to marketing, okay, I guess?
Yeah.
So like how do you... Yes, again, there's like science behind what people want to see and...
There is.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
I would say, so let's take something that maybe even you guys do. It's always being not in their face. It's just being there for them,
yeah,
making it entertaining, making sure that there's stuff that people can actually interact with, not using acronyms that nobody else knows what the heck you're talking about. So HVAC, nobody knows, you know what I mean? So heating and cooling is what I'll say.
Yeah.
You know, B2B, B2C. Yeah, B2B, B2C. I was like, wait, where are we? Are we in woo or are we in corporate? What's going on? Like, Italy. You're taking me all over the place.
Wild ride.
My mind, I'm going Gemini, this way, that way.
That's yeah. Work-life woo.
Yeah, this is real woo.
It's also ADHD.
Yeah, this is.
I love it.
Yeah, just always being in, you know, showing people what it is that you do. You might not be for everybody. Another thing I like to bring it to, on top of you might not be for everybody, is so many people want to have so many followers, mm-hmm, so many clicks, so many. No, I really think that following micro influencers, having 200 people and getting 3% that like you and interact with your posts or interact with your emails is perfect. Mm. I think if you have 1 million, it's too wide of a range. I don't know what I'm focusing on, what my people really need, but that means that you're really focused on the people that are, you know, following you,
yep,
right? So I'm following you because of your branding, let's just say, and I want to know operations for you. You know, mm-hmm, I want to know like, what is it that I can learn from you, so then I'm going to subscribe,
yeah,
right? And then you're always going to feed to me and you're always going to know who I am because I'm in your 200,
yeah,
right? That's the people that want the 60 to million, or you know, it's too wide of a range and it's hard to keep focus on that.
It's so funny that you mentioned that because I had another question for you, but that reminded me, that's a conversation that Haley and I have had recently because I went to a conference in Dallas 2 weeks ago for service-based businesses. Mm-hmm. And it was so bizarre to me because one of the speakers, so talented, her like branding was so good for all of her slides, her messaging, she used a copywriter, okay, and her messaging, of course, was so good. Like it was all so impressive. I had so many takeaways. And then I went to follow her on Instagram and she only had 92 followers. And I was like there's so much more to this than we like realize, you yeah know, when you, of course, you know, there is some validity in like how many followers, unfortunately, sure, you know, knowing when
sure,
to,
it's pride.
It's
a lot of it's ego.
Yeah. Yeah. But, or just like going to a page and, you know, if you're going to a business page and you see maybe they only have 90 followers, you're like, you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's this world we live in now, but followers don't actually mean heart like much of anything.
No.
Followers don't convert to sales.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's great. And in the home service industry, the only people that are liking your posts, I mean, might be somebody who works for us and their wife and their kids and their family because they're proud to see them. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's okay because then their neighbors are going to see them.
Yeah.
And their family and, you know, whatever. Carry on.
Yeah. Still awareness, like
yeah,
Haley
it's
says.
Still awareness. Yeah. Yeah. You're getting out there. Somebody saw that you liked it.
Yeah.
Somebody saw that you interacted with it. So yeah. Yeah. 92. And guess what? She probably has 92 clients.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Every time you're I said red, you can keep it. Like, make sure yeah you tell her that when you send it over. It was a joke. Cause okay, that's the way I, yeah.
So we call her Producer Carl.
Yeah. But leave
the, leave them. Yeah, because it's funny. You know, it's funny. You got to, but in the beginning, you have to say, you're like, hey, so if you want something cut out, just say red.
Yeah.
And you're just going to hear me say red the whole time.
And then just keep it in. Yeah. Yes.
That would be funny.
Okay, so when this episode airs, it's going to be October 17th. It's going to be a full moon in Aries.
I put that there.
What does it mean in Aries?
Okay, that's why I'm going to read us.
Okay, sorry.
I have no idea either. Okay. Okay, so the full moon in Aries encourages renewal and sustainable action. Picture the ram regrowing its wool after shearing. It's time to focus on what's immediate and manageable. However, the moon and the sun separating from squares to from squares?
Wait.
From squares to Mars. Consider whether you've been overly active lately. A brief respite before plunging ahead.
Maybe you need ayahuasca too as well.
I think I need media training. Can someone help me? Okay. Just chill out before plunging ahead. And that might be your ticket. So again, it's funny, it's because we're recording ahead of time. It's like putting ourselves in the future.
Yeah.
So in like 2 weeks, if you find yourself needing to plunge ahead, I guess because the moon is in Aries, it's telling you you just might need to like chill before plunging ahead.
I think a night at the beach would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Aren't like you like literally tomorrow? Plunging.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you are? Are you leaving tomorrow?
I'm actually leaving Wednesday.
Oh.
I switched it to Wednesday.
Oh.
Because otherwise
keep switching it.
Yeah, I know. Supposed to leave in June. What is this?
I know, it's October.
But I think going to the beach, full moon, near water.
Because
how much is your body made up of water?
It's like 90-something%.
And so my mom always said, if you go by the ocean, the salt, the sea has negative ions, right? And the moon actually pulls the water up, right? And if your body's made of all that water, I feel like it's great circulation, to be honest.
They always say
the crazy people come out, but I bet it's when everybody has their best times and they're just silly.
Yeah.
Instead of saying
you just
like
feel free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like people are like, oh, you're crazy. It's a full moon. Must be a full moon. Like, what?
No.
Yes, I am crazy.
This is my favorite day.
Summer. This is my favorite day.
Yes.
I will say the last full moon we did do that. We did a
we did a sound bath on the beach, and it was wild.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to show you, Kelly.
The episode.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yes, the video that I took afterwards. We pulled cards, and it was really cloudy. And every time the moon came out, we all started clapping
and cheered. We were like, oh.
Wow!
It was like the celebrity showed up to the party or something.
I love that.
It was amazing. It was really cool.
Don't you think it's just you being like appreciative of life?
Yeah.
And this is when you realize like, here I am. I'm sitting in this room with these wonderful friends, real people, right? They want to talk about real things. And then I'm okay. I'm healthy. I'm all right. I can touch the chair. You know, there you guys are like, there's the moon. Like, that's a great celebration, I think.
It's
grounding
too.
Yeah.
To, like you said, like I had a therapist recommend that. Like, just look around. What color are your plants? Look at the greenness of your plants. And like Aaron says, touch dirt.
Yeah.
Hand in dirt.
Put your hand in a potted plant and just feel it.
And that helps with anxiety 100%.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to be okay. You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I love, and speaking of still space, Kelly does such a good job. Other Kelly.
Yeah.
Of grounding meditations. Like, did you ever do, you did beach yoga, right?
I've done it plenty. Yep.
Yeah, so when she would do the walking meditation on the beach.
Might have not done that.
Like, you literally just walk with your eyes closed and you walk very slow.
I've never done that.
It's so powerful.
Have you been?
You look like an idiot.
The sound wave bed?
Yes. Bob, let me try it.
I went and did it for 90 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
And I don't know where I was at. I couldn't get up afterwards. It was like, wow. I was like, well, it went off at 60 minutes, and I was like, hey, I think this thing's supposed to be longer. You know, like, let me get my rest in. And I was laying down, and I was like, where am I? I woke up, and I was like, I want to go back wherever I just was. Like, man, if acid was in a bed, I was just like, wow. No, it was really relaxing. It was like, and I just felt good for the rest, you know, the rest of the day. And then I kind of try to channel that energy too when I'm stressed or trying to get stuff done. So yeah, I want to go back. I just don't know how to still space. Please tell me how to actually schedule this.
Please let us schedule
it. Yes, it's awesome.
I know, it's so awesome. I know. I haven't been there. We haven't been there in a while.
We need to go. The chakra classes, Soma Chakra.
Soma Chakra. The tuning.
Sound baths are happening now. And I think now the more winter time that's coming, they'll have more classes in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we were saying too.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Love Your Guts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Tell our friends about it.
Okay. So I have always wanted, first of all, I Love Your Guts podcast is something that I've been wanting to start for probably a long time. public relations person told me in a long time. So along with marketing, I love how people function. I'm really interested in people. I find it so amazing. I don't think that anybody should be one person, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't take offense to these hard-ass bosses, right? Mm-hmm. Or anything like that. I love people. I do. I'll say no to them now, but I'm just saying. But I love people. And the one thing I do love, marketing and business and how they started and where they actually got all that that ambition, or, you know, we're so scared. We are so scared to start our own company. I mean, I just did. Again, scared again. Not knowing anything. Or people will tell us like, yeah, you could do it. I did it. Well, how? How did you do it? So I wanted to touch on that because I feel a long time ago, I met people that we met in a group, these inventors. And they were so freaking smart. It blew my mind. But they didn't know how to get their invention out there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me help you. Or people with so much talent. And all I needed to know, I'm like, what? You know, you have so much talent. I just need to put you with this person. Mm-hmm. You know, and this person is a way to help you. I was a connector for many years, a little bit. But I also wanted to branch that out to everybody. I want them to be inspired. I also want to know really how you did it, right? So how do you really get your LLC? Mm-hmm. Where do you actually really go? In what state and what city? How do you do that? And I wanted to create there's a lot I'm telling you guys on here. I'm putting it out there. Somebody better take it. But how, where? Have a program where you can just go to my website and you're, okay, this is what, you know, state you're in. This is how you get your LLC. What is an EIN number? Or how did you really start this business? Does somebody give you money? Did you take money out of your 401k that you waited for? Did you take it all out, right? Mm-hmm. You know, made it from the bottom, now I'm here. But how?
Right. We're like, do you take Xanax? Like,
right. There is a woman. Energy? Let me tell you, this woman, I was like, wow, I inspire to be like this. This woman had energy all day. And I finally just went up to her and said, hey, how do you have this energy? Because I had it. Right. But I've been beat down. You know,
right.
She said Adderall. I was like, what the hell? Like, so I'm not condoning that. I'm not at all. But I was like, oh, OK, well, you know, we all can't be that person. Right. So this is the intro for I Love Your Guts. And the reason I came up with I Love Your Guts is because I used to say, oh, my God, just flirt. Like, oh, my God, I hate your guts. And I'm like, oh, that sounds terrible. So then I turned around like, I love your guts. And then we just went with it. So,
yeah.
So welcome to I Love Your Guts. I Love Your Guts is a show about big ideas that will open your mind in business and in life, featuring compelling conversations with thinkers and doers that had the guts to overcome obstacles and pursue their passions and aspirations. And you find so many people like that, right? And you're like, okay, I can do it. But then you don't see that person anymore. And then you just go back into what you know or what you feel, right? And then you just get back in this dark, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to put it to the side, right? So I wanted that podcast to be there to when you felt that way. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I was feeling that way, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I'm in my woo 7, between 1 and 10. I'm at a 6-7.
Love it.
And I think I'm on my way there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think even having this conversation with you guys and wanting to even talk to me, like, that inspires me. Okay, there's people that want, you have something, you know?
Well, you also, Kelly, have to market yourself, which it's easy for you to market everyone else, but really, like, you are such an asset. And like you were saying earlier, you're like, we can cut this if you want to, but like, why does someone want to pay me this, you know, amount of money there? Or why do they want to invest so much in me? Because you're worth the investment and people see that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But also, I just want to add, that, like, we got to get this stuff rolling, Kelly.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. Like, we even talked about it during meditation, you know?
Yeah.
Kelly was like, oh, my God, you can use my place. I'm like, why? You need to do it.
Oh, yeah, she did tell you that. You should. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of people believing. It's just that something inside of me before I did it. I did it with Sunny Social. I had an online newsletter magazine that we did every month, and I loved it, and I loved helping people and being a part of it. And people, you know, tuned in, and it was awesome. And I just went for it. Why can't I do that now with I Love Your Gut? So that's just something I'm going through right now.
I think, and you know, it's obviously important to listen to ourselves for sure, and our gut and our intuition and all of that. But I do think there is some bit of delusion that you just have to embrace.
Have the guts to do it.
Delulu is the Salulu.
Yeah. And there is a bit of delusion that you have to just be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if this is the right decision. You almost have to step away from your gut and like listen to your heart maybe, or your.
Yeah. Or taking that step. I said it earlier. Look at me talking trash. You know, here I said it earlier, like, you know, just having the guts to move forward, you know, even taking that job. And having the guts to show up every day. And it was hard, you know? And
it was so different for, or not different for you, but different from the path that you were going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was scared.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not married is what I mean by that. So, you know, a lot of people have that other person. You know, I don't. You know, if the bills aren't paid, it's just me.
Yeah.
Right. So I think Tupac said it. Ain't nobody going to give you anything out of life. You got to go out there and freaking get it. Nobody's going to get it for you. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Last week was Ice-T.
Really? Are we hitting
Well, out? I was quoting, eventually I realized it was Dr. Dre, but he was quoting what I think Ice-T said, which was like, nobody's ice is cooler than mine. So it's like, so cheesy. But it's like, if you can do it, I can do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I think there, you know, there's a time and a place, and you, I'm telling you, you're ready, but.
I know I am.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just being in the right place too, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm in between living here, sharing my time between Michigan and here. I'm in between two different jobs, you know, one that, I mean, I worked my ass off. I was right along the side of them, and now I'm in a different job, and I'm in a different situation, and. Yeah, now I'm, you know, my son's older. He's 27.
Yeah.
So it's like he's been on his own for years, and now it's time for me to get a life, and this may be it. Or ayahuasca.
I was going to say, or both.
Yeah, or both. Yeah. I thought maybe I'd find it in ayahuasca, which I'm reading on. Yeah.
Yes. But also, like, there's never a good time.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I lean towards that now. It's like, it also goes along with, like, you know, you make a plan and then God laughs. Like, there really isn't. But if you're being called to it, it's just making that – kind of like why we did the Side Hustle Workshop, like giving people just one moment to make space to think about it. And so maybe that's what this is for you tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and just – again, it's like a reoccurring thing. Like it's a good idea. And you've got people who believe in it too.
What made you guys do the Side Hustle Workshop?
So that was Marielle and I wanting to do a workshop. That's what we had in common together. And then she had always thought about doing a Side Hustle Workshop because she wanted to help. She had the experience of leaving corporate and going into entrepreneurship. And so she wanted to share kind of that, like, how do people do that? What are the basic things just to get people's brains thinking like, this is a possibility. We obviously don't have all the answers, but it was really just as simple as getting people in a room with one other person that can hear your idea and believe in it with you, because sometimes all it takes is one. Like we just talked about that today. Yeah. It was just that simple. But then we made it cute and fun, and I branded a guide, and you know what I mean? So it was like a whole thing, but it was really just like trying to get people to believe in themselves.
Summer, we, at this, I'm okay to say this. I think we had a conversation. We were at Muddy's, right?
Mm-hmm. Dark time for me.
Yeah. So
that wasn't long ago.
I know.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
And I understood.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious as to know where you're at.
You know, some things just take time. And then more understanding, more learning. I will say a few key things that I feel like have helped me since then is getting a business coach. I did a group coaching program, and I invested in someone who I felt like was a solid business coach. You know, I feel like that we talk about this all the time, but the market can be coaching.
Yeah.
Market can be, you know, and so a friend of mine who I've seen her success and I know and trust her began coaching just because she's had success and because she's passionate about helping other entrepreneurs. So I did her group coaching program. It was a game changer for me because we went through like the frameworks of your business.
So that was a game changer. Also, just like time, you know, like time is on your side. And so you just have to get through the ups and the downs. And I feel like that has helped a lot. And then, you know, through coaching, I guess just like refining my offers.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. Was it getting clear?
Yeah. And that's what we did. Like we worked through those frameworks in group coaching. And so it was getting clear about my avatar, which I already knew, but to write it out and then like curate offers for that, for those avatars, or, you know, that helps so much. Yeah. So now I'm even taking those frameworks, and every new offer that I'm creating, I'm working through the entire frameworks too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you seen a boost in your business?
Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Because again, it was a dark time. You just transitioned. You got rid of your older customers to do this new line of work. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. It's been crazy. I mean, like good crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But I still have, you know, goals of where I want to be, mm-hmm. but just being out of that like rut, you know, has been so nice.
And you just never know. It's like one day you're like, holy shit, what the hell am I doing? The next day you're like, oh, here I am. That's why they call us crazy. But, I know. You know, yeah.
So one thing I wanted to note on that as well. Do you know – I feel like I've asked you this so many times and I'm so sorry. Do you know who James Wedmore is?
No, you never asked me that.
Okay. I ask everyone. Yeah. Every episode, he's a sponsor.
Yeah.
He's a Mind Your Business podcast. You would love it, Kelly.
Mind Your Business podcast. You have brought that up to me before.
Yes, because it's mindfulness, like the woo. He gets real woo, which I'll have to tell you about.
Yeah.
And then also the business side of things. And he always talks about no matter what phase you are in business, always have either a mentor or a coach, always, because you always need a sounding board, no matter what phase you're in. So I'm about to start working with a new business coach now who helps you with your long-term goals.
Wow.
And yeah, so I believe it's true. Like as confident as we are, as like, you know, I'm doing this thing on my own, I can do it all by myself. And you always need someone to.
That's great. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And like hold you accountable and like, hey, like almost homework.
So have you had mentors or coaches in your life?
No, career? I've just had awesome people in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are like mentors.
Awesome or awful. I've had them both. Yeah. I have. You know, it's almost, I'm really close with all my bosses that I've had in the past. Like, there's just like mostly like visionaries. And I love that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm attracted to, you know, that just visionaries. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. We can do it. We can do it, you know?
So she's a manifester, probably.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I don't know, but Ellie, I don't know if you've ever met her. She was a part of Still Studio. Mm-hmm. She was like, you're my manifester. You're just manifest. Yes. I have no idea. Yeah. So yeah. There's so many people that have come into my life again, like during certain times in my life. And not just work wise either, just life. You know, I was a mother I was 19 when I had my son. So I wanted to be the best mom, everything I've ever known, you know, like, okay, here we go. So I had a lot of people in the church that helped me and to be a wife at the time. I'm no longer married, but, you know, like to really like, my son had a great childhood, you know, I mean, as best as anybody, I'm sure he'll say something different. Like, yeah, right. He'll tell me stories. I'm like, that never happened. And it blows his mind. But, really personally growing up as a person and maturing, and actually my son too, you know, he told me the other day, I was kind of saying something. He was like, mom, that's a part of growing up. That's a part of growing up to that next step. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, all right. Wow. Yeah. That's how those people got there. They had to learn those lessons. Mm-hmm. All my bosses have been really great direct bosses. So every single one place that I've been, I'm trying to think of one that isn't right now, and I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
Awesome. It is such a important tool, or you know, I don't know what you would call it, but like you were saying earlier, to be curious.
You know, it's, yeah. That's, I think, what keeps getting you to the next level and continuing to grow is to constantly be curious and want to learn.
And having friends like Emily, not to put you on the spot or anything, but having friends like, she'll encourage me, you know, and she understands the marketing space, and mm-hmm. she understands what it's like to be a wife mm-hmm. and a friend mm-hmm. and just be out here living, mm-hmm. you know, like it's tough to freaking live out here.
We call it raw dog in life.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Raw dog in life. Yeah.
You're just a raw dog in it.
Papa Wallace, sorry.
I'm not the one saying it.
But we always like to end on our intentions. We want to set an intention for the week ahead.
Okay.
So it can be anything like you've got coming up, how you want to go into it. And I know you've got a lot because you're about to go back.
Yeah. So my intention for work is to just listen, right? Because I want to jump in and help right away. Like, oh, I can do this. I got it. And I keep telling myself, calm down. Don't ask them. It'll all come to you and it'll be a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, just having patience, listen. And then I'm just excited, man. I'm excited to just work decent hours. I'm excited to be home with my fam, you know? My intentions for the week, let's say patience. Oh, girl, it's gonna test me for sure.
What about you, Sam?
Well, this is good. It's the affirmation of the week. You really should download this app. It also like tells you your whole birth chart and everything and describes it. But the affirmation of the week says, rebirth is my right, but it requires me to make a sacrifice to its fire. I offer my self-pity, my arrogance, and my resentments in exchange for my renewal.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we're on a renewal journey.
Yeah.
Remind me to bring up my affirmations before we close. I think it's patience as well.
Yeah.
Right? I think that for me at least.
Can I make an observation?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm always so impressed by you. But like seeing how you've handled this Asheville thing mm-hmm. has been like you've been very – I feel like I know you've been digging deep to like stay calm and push forward for the betterment of like you and Austin and your family. And like, I don't know, I feel like it's like a renewal, like whatever that thing just said. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a good observation because my sister-in-law called me yesterday and said the same thing.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do think that like on the note of mindfulness, previous summer, honestly, before knowing Haley, I would have been like driving to Asheville, freaking out, like I need to control the situation when I have no control, you know, like the total opposite. But yeah, I do think like working on mindfulness, I'm not where I want to be by any means, but I do think I'm able to compartmentalize a little more.
It's part of maturing and growing up.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's no problems. My intention would be to be a red witch. No, I'm just kidding. Praise my red witch.
Red witch.
I don't even know what it means. I forget every time. I don't know. With the full moon, I always am like, well, what's going to happen? You know, like they're all so different. I am very, it's like known in me as like a Leo and in my birth chart even. Like I am very affected by the moon cycles. So I will need to look up what this full moon means so that I know what's coming.
But I think you should do a little episode on it.
Yeah.
Like a good 20-minute one.
This is the episode.
No, I think you need to do your whole reading and stuff like that. I think that
– like day of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should do a little bit more research.
Yeah.
Like I love their
– and then come back. Bring it back.
No, I think – and then after this, be like, okay.
Oh, this is what happened actually.
Oh.
I think just saying like, hey, I know we talked about it, we touched on it, we read about it, but this is what it means to me, and then this is,
okay.
Follow up.
Love right. that.
I can do that.
Put a pin in it.
I like it.
Table it.
Kelly always with the ideas. I love it. Okay, well, your affirmations.
Oh, wait, I got to hear your intention.
Yes, your intention, Emily.
This is Emily's.
Oh, I have an intention?
Yes.
Thanks for letting me have an intention on the podcast, everybody.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to skip you.
I don't know. I think I'm super all over the place right now. I have a lot of things that I want changing in my life, but I don't have any goals. So I think my intentions are going to be just taking a little bit of a breath and just like being still and breathing and kind of understanding what is best in order to like make some goals, in order to make the change that I want happen.
I love you for that.
Yeah.
So I guess patience.
No. Yeah.
When you guys leave her in a rip some shots. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. So I used to do affirmations on a way to a job that I hated, and I still learned something from there. But and I used to have this going on, and it would say, you know, I am approachable, or I am lovely, I am powerful, you know, and then it said, I am expansive. And I thought it said expensive, and I loved that one. So I was like, I am expensive. I did it for months and months I really learned in like affirmations, meditation with expansive. I was like, oh, God. But I feel like it's so fitting.
It's so fitting.
Yeah, I'm expensive. So on that note, I'm expansive.
Yes.
Expensive and expansive.
All the X. Yeah.
We actually quoted you saying that like yesterday or the other day when we were on the phone.
Did we?
Yeah, because we were like.
We can talk to Kelly about her being expensive.
We were saying like, oh, because. Marielle and I will eventually need to hire more people for our newsletter that we do. Mm-hmm. And Summer was just saying how she could help us do this, that, and the other. And I was like, we're not there yet. I started like having a panic mode. And then she's like, no, I know. I can't even afford myself. Yeah. And then I was like, we're expensive.
Yeah. I love that.
But it's goals. I mean, we will eventually.
Yeah. I think we're all on the right track, but we freak out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's peaks and valleys.
Well, like she said, just trying to the unknown of trying to get a hold of your family, where they're at. Are they okay? Are they not? Are we just monitoring like what's happening? Are they affected by it? Like Emily said about her family in Asheville, and like you did too.
Yeah.
It's that unknown where you just don't know and you have no control. Mm-hmm. So I always want to cut this, but I will leave you with this. And I journal. I journaled a lot, and I just took a page and inside the circle. I wrote everything I don't have control of. Yeah. So I don't have a control over somebody else's hygiene. How about that? Mm-hmm. I don't have control of what they think about me. You know, I don't have control of I don't even know. But the other stuff is the stuff that I have control of. So I have control of my hygiene. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's take care of that. Not that there was a problem, but you know, I have control over my hygiene. I have control over paying my bills on time. I have control over calling a friend. You know, those are the things that we should be focusing on. I don't know why I started saying that. There's a reason. Yeah. Anyways.
That's a good note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your next journaling, because a lot of people don't know how to journal. That's another thing I want to talk about. But I don't even know how to journal, but I just learn these little things of, you know.
You know, I don't know why I feel like I need to tell you this right now, but we're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
So I, again, flying to Dallas and back. Prior to that, I hadn't flown in 7 years. And so my flight anxiety, Haley dropped me off at the airport, was through the roof.
And it was 9/11.
Yeah.
I flew on 9/11 too.
Yeah. It's like just not like helpful.
Probably day to fly.
Yeah. It probably is the opposite. It's the safest, but mm-hmm. it's just like, you know, when you have flight anxiety, it's like added.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's so bizarre because on my flight to Dallas and my flight back, I had an anxiety attack both ways. And the one back, I was so scared. I was crying, like so embarrassing. And like my whole body was trembling. And I'm just trying to watch Emily in Paris.
I love Emily in Paris.
Dude, yes.
I just finished
it as well. Okay, so carry on with your anxiety.
So it's so bizarre because on the way there and the way back, I was sat next to two just random women who I just told. So you're going to love this, Kelly. On the flight there, the turbulence both ways, of course.
Of course.
And so on the flight there, when we started hitting turbulence, the woman sitting next to me, she's like peeking back frantically. And I was like, we're going down. Like, this is it. And so I had headphones on and I pulled my headphones off and I was like, are we okay? And she was like, the person behind you is throwing up.
Oh my God.
And so all of a sudden I'm hearing like, whoa, like right behind me. And I looked over at her and I said, I'm having an anxiety attack.
This woman probably is the strongest woman in the whole wide world. What seat were you
her
in?
Name's so
you
can- Amy.
Yeah.
and she's like,
So we're like passing bags back to the person throwing up, and I'm having an anxiety attack. And so she was so sweet. The whole rest of the flight, she just like kept talking to me and looking out the window, telling me what was happening outside. So I knew what the turbulence was.
Oh my God. That's wonderful. What a blessing.
I know. So then on the way back, I'm even more terrified because I have to do it all over again. And of course on the way there, we flew over a hurricane. So
yeah, at least you're above the, I don't know.
I know even, you are. That's why we like hardly felt just, you know, some turbulence. Yeah. But so on the way back, we had to deplane and then get on a different plane. And I met someone standing in the line to get on the new plane. And she was like, it was weird. It was like, she spotted me like five people away and just started talking to me. And I just right away told her, I was like, I'm so anxious. anyway, she was like, I hope we're sitting next to each other. Lo and behold, we were sitting next to each other.
That is the Holy Spirit. That is God. I'm telling you.
I know. So the whole flight, I'm shaking and crying. She's holding my hand. But I just thought of this because the journaling, she does prayer journals. Turns out she's like a Facebook group influencer.
God is so good.
I know. Who she makes junk journals for each book of the Bible. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Literally. My God. My Lord. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought of it when you said the journaling thing, and I was like, you would enjoy that story.
This conversation was supposed to happen.
Yeah. But yeah, the junk journaling for each book of the Bible I thought was really cool because she was explaining how it like really breaks it down. And
yeah,
it's cool.
I love it. My mom's Bible, she's written out all over it in it. She's duct taped it, you know, and she's marked out people's names and put her name in it,
Wow.
Like, so this is like sometimes when I'm trying to, when I need her the most, mm-hmm. I have that Bible and she just says it, you know, God says it and she just marks it out and. Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that is too.
Yeah.
Well, anything else before we, Emily, do you want to
round
us out?
Yeah, round us out. How would you end this?
Here, take this. How would you end it?
I'm going to end this with, this has just been a lovely evening watching you three ladies talking while I've drank 3/4 of a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. That's the perk of being the podcast watcher.
Yes.
Everybody, I just really encourage you listeners to just join a podcast and listen and watch wine. I mean, drink wine.
Watch wine.
Hence the 3/4 bottle of wine.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you.
You guys are very influential. So I hope you know that.
I think it's awesome just getting around a bunch of girls together that just love, want to lift each other up. That's awesome.
Like-minded.
Yeah, like-minded.
Who, I mean, seriously, on the note of Emily, everyone, who would have guessed that we would just meet you and like.
I know. Oh, fun.
Synergy.
Yeah. She's good people for sure.
That's no surprise because you're good people and it makes sense, right? Well, thank you guys. And thank you for being here too and being our audience, Emily.
Emily, yeah.
And Kelly, thank you.
I hope people get something from this. I rambled on, but
it'll be so good.
I would like to hear some feedback on it.
It's going to be amazing.
You mean right now?
Oh, excuse me. Did I do something wrong? Lord, have mercy.
Get your notebook out.
Join our Patreon for the feedback. The feedback segment.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We got to have, is there a comment section under here?
Yeah.
Like, Kelly's crazy. That's great. I'd love that. Tell Emily
we're
to take
gonna
it down.
We're going to put a poll that says, should Kelly start her podcast now or now?
Oh my God.
Now or now.
Please
now.
Do.
All right. Applause.
Okay. All right.
Mike, we cheers our mics.
Cheers.
Cute. Yeah. Subscribe, like, comment, do the poll. Anything else?
Nope.
This was fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.